Yesterday, KMA News spoke with Garberville Sanitary District General Manager Ralph Emerson about the Garberville District entering Phase 2 of its drought contingency plan. For those who missed it, the story can be found on the KMA News SoundCloud. Today, we talk with Cody Cox, General Manager of the Redway Community Services District. RCSD recently entered into Water Conservation Stage 3, also referred to as a water shortage emergency.
We've already gone from Stage 2, which is a declaration of mandatory water conservation, to Stage 3, which is referred to as a water shortage emergency. This means that the district will not be able to meet all of its customers' demands. So there have been several days each month beginning in June that the district's surface water treatment plant has had to operate more than 18 hours, which draws down our infiltration gallery in the South Fork of the Eel River. When our operators have to operate the plant more than 18 plus hours, it's hard on our equipment as well as the gallery recharge, especially when we have these extremely low CFS flows in the river. So the problem that the district continues to face is a certain percentage of our customers that are not heeding our warnings as far as conservation and reducing use. Because of this, we had to issue some cease and desist orders to certain customers. This week, we're going to be moving into further enforcement measures, which is going to mean fines. It really is going to mean fines and possible service interruption. So the other main thing that we're really asking right now is please do not fill totes, water tanks, or any other portable water vessels and haul them off the property that is associated with that water meter. Each water meter service at each address in Redway is for that address alone. And it is unlawful for water to be moved off that water service connection address, you know. And I'm thanking everybody for, you know, everybody in town that is reducing. You know, I walk the town a lot in the mornings and, you know, I'm seeing dead lawns. I'm seeing grass blades raked up and, you know, kind of weak vegetable gardens. And I know it's a bummer, but, you know, for the most part, like I said last time, I think the majority of our ratepayers are reducing, you know, but there is a handful that aren't, hence the cease and desist. And then there's a handful that are moving water off their property in water vessels. And it's just not acceptable.
Cox says that the flow rate in the South Fork Eel River is currently hovering between 5 to 7 cubic feet per second. He estimates that during a good or non-drought year, that number would be closer to 20 to 30 cubic feet per second. He also says that cease and desist letters were sent out to about 3% of RCSD customers. While this number may not seem like a lot, he says it is a significant amount of water being used by that 3%. He encourages those who have received a cease and desist letter to give RCSD a call.
Like I said, we're continuing with the phone calls, and some of the cease and desist orders have worked. They are trying to reduce, you know, which were really excessive. You know, just for example, if one is 4,000 cubic feet and they have a large property and, you know, they have a vegetable garden, you know, I'm just asking, you know, like just really try to bring it down, you know, try to curtail, get down to into the twos, even though we're requesting, you know, okay, there's four of you, we're requesting, you know, 1,000. We're just asking you guys, you know, everyone to try. I mean, I am too, you know, at my house here in Redway, and I'm right at 1,100, you know, or 1,250 or something. I'm a little bit above too. But, you know, we're really trying, and we do understand how difficult it can be. It's just mainly communication is a huge issue right here.
Those who do not communicate and do not try and work with RCSD to come to a reasonable solution may be fined up to $200 per day. If high water use continues to persist, these customers may have their service discontinued. Nonetheless, Cox is planning ahead, not just for this year, but also for future years, in the case that the district runs out of water.
So we're planning for this. There's a new community drought grant program out, and I'm in the middle of writing that. We're going to be doing some exploratory well drilling. We're going to request some additional reservoir storage. We're going to request some AMI, which is automated meter infrastructure, so we can view each meter real time. We're going to request some updates at the surface water treatment plant for our filter media and a few other things. So we have to really plan for this. I'm not going to, you know, expect these droughts to go away. You know, we have to plan for the future. So there's going to have to be more storage for, you know, potable water service for the community and fire. And we need some production wells. We need to look into having some production wells for the district. Supplemental water source, other than that of the South Fork, you know. Can't rely on it all the time like this.
More information about Redway's water shortage emergency declaration, along with water conservation tips, can be found at the RCSD website, redwaycsd.org.